When it comes to Father's Day, some things never change. Dads want steak. And the experts at Omaha Steaks are making it easy for you to deliver uncompromising quality with gifts that are sure to make his day. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD when you shop omahasteaks.com today. We know, being your dad means he already has everything he could want. But just picture the look on his face when he sees those extra-aged USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, and more. With carefully curated gift packages from America's original butcher, it's never been easier to show everyone why you're dad's favorite. And every bite is 100% guaranteed to bring a thrill to the king of the grill. Shop now at omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with code THANKSDAD. But don't wait. Father's Day is June 15th. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Want to lose up to 15% of your body weight? Fridays helps you achieve lasting weight loss. We combine GLP-1 medication with nutritional coaching, mental health support, and fitness plans tailored just for you, all included in one monthly price. At Fridays, one price, every month, all doses, and everything is included. Getting started is simple. Take our quiz and get connected with a provider to start your journey. Fridays is certified by LegitScript, so you know the medications are produced safely by accredited pharmacies. Check us out on Trustpilot with over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait. Save $100 off any plan when you start your weight loss journey today. Visit joinfridays.com and use code Fridays100. That's joinfridays.com, code Fridays100. joinfridays.com, code Fridays100. Medications will only be prescribed by licensed clinician if deemed medically appropriate after a thorough consultation. Results are not guaranteed and may vary by individual. Compounded products are not FDA approved or evaluated by the FDA for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Please visit our website for important drug safety information.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Cancel out the noise. Track and level up the most important areas of your life while listening to your favorite motivational speeches. Download Mindset today.
Well, so the issue I had with social media was twofold. One, no one really had a good reason why I should be signing up for it. That definitely caught my attention. It was like, because it's here. And I'm like, okay, but what do you do on the Facebook.com? Like, well, you know, you see like who your roommate's boyfriends are dating or something. And I'm like, well, that's not interesting to me. Why should I sign up for this? No one was really giving me a good reason. Whereas if you look at a TV and say, there's a great movie and you can watch it on this screen, I'll say, well, that's a pretty compelling reason. And two, it became clear pretty early on that these platforms had a lot of energy being invested into making them as sticky as an experience as possible. They had the ability to manipulate your attention, to manipulate your emotional centers, to manipulate your social centers. They get you to look at these things much longer than you knew was useful or much longer than you knew was healthy in a way that you couldn't really replicate with something that was as asymmetric and static as television. So I was really starting to get concerned when I saw people with these networks following them everywhere they went and was constantly pulling their attention down to that phone, right? So there seemed to be something new going on. So we had these platforms where no one could really explain why I needed to be on it. And yet it also seemed to be capturing so much of people's time and attention that for someone who made a living with my brain, I was very, very wary about this. I take very seriously having a code and a set of values. What I do, and I recommend this a lot to my readers, is I have a list. Here's my values, and you should have them. It should be written down, right? And you should review it. And I often tell my listeners and my readers, like, review these every week. And I'll actually create, I call it a value plan, every week, little notes. Hey, here's what I'm working on this week, right? You know, I think I'm kind of falling short on this, or here's something I might want to punch up. And I write it as part of my weekly plan. Okay, here's the, I call it the VP, the value plan. So I see it as something that I'm constantly working on, because it's really core, I think, to resilience more than anything else. Life's going to knock you down a bunch. That's the ground that you're going to fall on. So you want to keep that ground pretty firm. So back in 2019, I wrote a book called Digital Minimalism, where this was the question: how do you figure out the use of technology in your personal life? And the answer to that book was not, here's the good things and here's the bad things. No one should use social media. Everyone should watch movies or whatever. The philosophy that came out of that book was essentially, what's important here is working backwards from what you value, what you care about, your vision of what you want your life to be like. Once you're really set what's important to you in your life, then you can work backwards and say, what's the best way to use technology to amplify these things I care about? And I had 1,600 people go through this experiment where they got rid of all the technology, all the optional technology in their personal life, spent a month really reflecting, what do I care about? What do I want my life to be like? And then rebuilding their digital life from scratch. About 50% of them had social media as part of that answer. So to me, what's important is not what tech is good and what tech is bad. It is, are you deploying tech intentionally? Oh, here's something I care about. You know, I'm an artist. And there's these other artists who put their works in progress on Instagram. And seeing other artists in my field's works in progress is crucial to my creative process. So yes, I use Instagram for this purpose. That's fantastic, right? That's deploying technology intentionally to support things you really care about. And so that philosophy, which I call digital minimalism, is what I've really been pushing. Now for me, when I go through the things that are important to me and I want to spend time on, and I use tech in a lot of intentional ways, social media just hasn't made the cut, right? There's no particular thing in my particular life that this is very important to me, where social media is a really good way of using tech to benefit it. So it's not in my life. But for other people, they answer that question differently. I care about how people ask it, not necessarily the answers that they end up with. I think using the internet for expression and connection is very important. So it's really that attention manipulation aspect. It's a large platform, closed garden, trying to extract, monetize your data, your attention. So that would be, you know, it's hard to keep up with, but the classics would be Facebook, it'd be Twitter, it would be Instagram, it would be TikTok.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
On the other hand, things like there's really hazy dividing lines. Instant messenger services, probably not.
Okay. Like
WhatsApp, right? WhatsApp is sort of, they're trying to be more like a social network, but it's in its own sort of in-between
sure.
space, for example. Group text messages is not. Obviously, things like being on a podcast or something is not, right? YouTube, I don't know how to think about it. Video is incredibly important. It's a great platform from it. But they have this recommendation engine, which is trying to grab your attention, but I think YouTube is in a weird space, right? So it's not super clear cut. Some things are. I think Twitter's pretty clear cut. I think Facebook's pretty clear cut. I don't know how to think about YouTube.
Got it. So do you watch YouTube?
I mean, not a lot, but I'm fascinated by YouTube because I think democratizing video is incredibly important, and it seems to be really the only game in town, right? If I'm understanding, obviously you're a master of the medium. Is this true? There's not really a comparable platform that makes it that's so good at hosting video and displaying video, and you can play it on all these different tablets and TVs and phones. And I use YouTube often like a library when I'm trying to look something up or want to see.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Or there's someone I'm interested in, I want to see them interviewed. So I'm very interested in YouTube. I don't know quite how to think about it, but I think it's something very important happening there. The way we're working today is almost absurd. We spend almost all of our time in many office jobs, checking communication channels constantly, inbox, Slack, Teams, whatever it is that you use. And some of the data I cite is once every 6 minutes or more, we check in on one of these channels. And I argue if we look at the neuroscience and psychology, you can't do anything useful with your brain in such an environment because the context shift that you generate when you turn your attention to an inbox and then try to turn it back to what you're working on is incredibly disastrous to your ability to concentrate. And so it's a terrible way to try to actually do knowledge work, and people have to try to do their work in the early morning or in the evening, and none of it makes sense. And so this book argues that way of working was pretty arbitrary, once email spread, and it spread for very good reasons, it was replacing fax machines and voicemails. Once email spread, in its wake, people started working in this way. We'll just figure everything out with back and forth messages real quick. It's killing our ability to actually work and it's making us miserable. The future of the world of work is going to say, we're going to have other ways of collaborating that's not just back and forth unscheduled messages, and we're all going to be much happier and get a lot more done. It's going to be more of a pain to figure out these new, you know, there'll be more hard edges, more systems, more rules. Sure. But what we're doing is so terrible that it's going to make everyone better off. That's the world without email I pitch. Not that the tool is going to go away. I don't want to fax anyone, but I'm not going to be using these hundreds of back and forth messages all day as the main way that I collaborate with people. Well, I think we've lost familiarity with thinking as an activity. You know, it used to be something that there's very few people for which thinking was relevant because there's very few what we would call today knowledge jobs, right? Like almost every job you would have involved moving, you know, a hoe through soil, right? Or butchering a carcass or whatever. And the only people doing knowledge jobs were theologians and philosophers, and there's a few scientists and writers around, but they used to think a lot about thinking, what it feels like. It's hard, right? The way we talk about doing exercise, like we're pretty used to like weights is hard and here's what it feels like and you get the burn and then there's a runner's high and all this type of stuff. It all exists for thinking. You're applying cognitive energy to take information and move it into internally in your mind into a more useful structure. And it's difficult and there's strain, but there's a euphoria when it clicks because your mind likes when things fit together. And we used to think a lot about thinking. Now that it's relevant to a lot of people, we haven't thought as much about it. And people just aren't that comfortable with what it feels like to think hard. It feels hard and then it feels good and you practice it and you get better at it and it's a core activity. That's the way I approach research, right? Whether I'm talking about in computer science or whether I'm talking about in, you know, my book or article writing. I see it almost like an athlete thinks about training. I think a lot about thinking. I'm gonna try to understand this hard idea. You know, yesterday I spent the morning yesterday trying to understand about a half page of mathematics in a paper. Like if I need to understand what they're doing, if I could understand what they're doing, I might be able to use that for this related problem I'm working on. And it was just a couple hours of sitting at my whiteboard here in my offices. And it's okay, here's the math on the board. Why are they doing that? Come back to it. Okay, think about it, come back to it. Think about it, come back to it. That sort of just comfort with cognitive strain, where you're putting your energy towards things that are a little bit beyond what's easy for you to understand, exerting cognitive energy to try to move that information into a more useful structure to build understanding. That is the axiomatic action of valuable knowledge production. It's something I think a lot about and I protect a lot about and I'm comfortable with and used to. I think a lot of people aren't. And it's something we should probably discuss more. When people say, follow your passion, like people who are living really interesting lives or whatever, what they often mean is follow the goal of ending up passionate about your work, right? Life is short. It's worth having your work be a real source of satisfaction, and which I think is really important. But then it gets simplified to the shorthand to follow your passion. And my argument in the book is, if you study how people actually end up passionate about their work, it's usually not what that simple advice says, right? It's usually not, I'm pre-wired to do this. Once I match that to my work, I'm passionate. It's usually a more complicated path with discovery and growth along the way. And so my argument is if we make the advice too simple, we actually hold people back from the destination that we all agree on. It's you cultivate passion for your work and it can be a complicated, rich and rewarding process and journey. Let's not simplify it down to you are wired to be a social media brand manager for a major sports franchise. And until you get that job, you're going to be miserable. And then when you get that job, you'll love it because you were brave enough to follow your passion. It's a more complicated story. We should tell the more complicated story.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V22 Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Terry Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.